Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. Your previous caller, Michelle, she just, that's exactly what I wanted, was, you know, for my children to wait for marriage. Unfortunately, I just found out that my 26-year-old son and girlfriend are living together, and I just want to know the best way to approach it, talk to him. I've talked to him a little bit, but I don't know if he's listening, and just thought if you could give me some advice on that.
Well, you know, Lisa, I would tell you that he is listening. He loves you. You're his mother. He's listening. And so, you know, the best thing that I know this all too well, this scenario. I was living with my boyfriend in New York, and my parents directly came to me, and they spoke to me, and I'm not saying this is necessarily the approach that maybe you should take, but before I left for New York to move in with my boyfriend, they sat me down. They said, you know, Leah, this is not what we believe. This is not the faith we practice, and you know better. And we don't agree with it. And they said that to me. I said, okay, thank you very much for your thoughts. And I went and did my own thing. Now, obviously that didn't last, and not just the relationship didn't last, but that whole period of my life being away from the church didn't last as well. However, that entire time, my parents kept up a very strong relationship with me. They loved me. They didn't ostracize me. They didn't leave me out in the cold. So I think something that, you know, you could do is, number one, obviously pray for him every single day. I recommend the rosary, and then speak to him. Speak to him and speak to him in the level of, come to him on the foundation of love, that you love him so much, that you realize that how much he must love and care for his girlfriend, and how, you know, looking at that realistically from a love position, what would be the very best way to love?
Leah, on the show we talk about everything, and one of the things we talk about is the reality of women who choose abortion. Mm-hmm. And it often emerges from people who, women in particular, who have gone through with an abortion. They remember not wanting to, quote unquote, kill a baby. They wanted to be happy, and they thought that relieving themselves of this would be something that would cause them to be happy. Mm-hmm. Could you say that someone like Lisa's son is doing the same thing as you did? You were trying to fulfill yourself and be happy.
Yeah, I did. I thought that that would make me happy. I thought my boyfriend would, that he would be more committed, I guess, to me by doing that, that I'd have that forever love without, you know, I mean, let me just put it this way. And this is just the truth for me, and I think, unfortunately, it's the truth for a lot of people who cohabitate. The love ends when the lease ends.
Hmm.
The love ends when what?
When the lease ends.
Yeah. As soon as the lease ended with the apartment complex, uh-huh. Well, we somehow went our separate ways. I think if the lease was shorter, it would have ended before then. If the lease was longer, it would have kept going.
I think Jason has a lot of resources on cohabitation,
mm-hmm.
How it's one of the worst setups for marriage possible.
Absolutely.
Go check out chastity.com, Lisa.
All right.
And if his dad's in the picture, you know, maximal involvement from him would be good too. And other male figures too. If it's just one person, would you agree with this, Leah? If it's one person banging the drum, it's probably not going to be enough.
Absolutely.
And I have the desire to mm-hmm. speak to her. I mean, is that something I should not do and just talk with my son?
What about befriending the girl?
I think that you should. The way you feel this way because of love.
And they know where we stand. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, a lot of times, I think if you approach it truly with charity, and not condemnation and not pointing the finger, I think that that's going to have a better effect from it, you know, and make sure that it's open. It's not like some secretive thing, like taking her into a corner when your son's doing something else. I mean, that could create some tension. You don't want to do that. But always approaching your son and his girlfriend with love, inviting them over for dinner, and, you know, just engaging in a conversation that is, you know, kind, but also concerning of we want the best for you, and we think you guys are a great couple. And if God is calling you to marriage, wonderful. And we want you to succeed in that. Therefore, and then you can kind of lay your case out.
It's great that you had your parents as a model for that, because it sounds like they struck that balance between the truth and the fact that he didn't want to shut any doors for you, that they were going to be there long term, whether mm-hmm. it was him or someone else or a string or whatever,
right.
that that was a place you would always be welcome at. Lisa in Phoenix, I hope that's a help. We'll keep you and your son and his girlfriend in our prayers here at Catholic Answers, and we will take a pause. We're running a little bit late in our second break. Leah Darrow is our guest from America's Next Top Model to Catholic Speaker. Check her out at Catholic.com. Go to the the seminar tab. That's it. And check out the talks that she gives. The toll-free number is 1-888-31-TRUTH. 1-888-318-7884. It's 37 after the hour. My name is Patrick Coffin. This show is named Catholic Answers Live, and we will be right back.